Okay. But I attend school at Lorain County JVS.
JVS, okay. And you decided to enter the princess pageant. Was this one of those things where you thought, well, I'm coming of age to do this? Or did you have a friend talk you into it? How did the path get you to this?
I was on Facebook, and I saw an ad to put in applications, and I thought it'd be like a really cool experience. And I remember I used to drive past the pageant, and I'd always want to go to it and like see the princesses. So I was just like, nah, I'm in it.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about once you sign up, you kind of have to determine what nationality you're going to represent. Mm-hmm. So the name La Rosa, I guess that was an easy choice as well. Some people have multiple nationalities. Yeah. Most of us do. What did you know about your Italian heritage, or how much did your family embrace that at this time?
My dad's grandparents came from Sicily to Ellis Island, and he brought Italian to me. So he'd always make like food, and I always, since I go to the JVS for baking and pastry and like the culinary arts, and so I'd always like cook with him. And so we would make like spaghetti and rigatoni and meat, like stuff like that.
So would you have these pots of sauce that would be cooked all day, or?
No, it was like a traditional family dinner. Okay, all right.
So that's where you kind of got the love of food. Many nationalities, food is kind of a unique thing to them as well. Anything that you found out about your heritage while you were, you know, preparing for the pageant?
Not really. Like what I found, like what I knew is basically what I've been like studying into. Okay. So my dad, we would go to Gallucci's, which is like this it's an Italian marketplace down in Cleveland. And he works down there sometimes, so he would take me in the morning every Saturday, and we would go in there. And like during the holidays, he would play Italian songs. So like there's Dominic the Italian Christmas Donkey, Peppino the Italian Mouse, his cousin that I don't remember the name of. And then there was the song that I was named after, which is Angelina Zuma Zuma by Louis Prima. So.
Wow. And tell us a little bit about the outfit that you're wearing this morning.
I'm currently wearing a Italian like Renaissance dress. So it has a chemise underneath, which is white. And then the top is just like a red overdress such. And it's laced on the side. And the trimming is just a typical design.
Okay.
Yep.
And what's it been like? I know I've seen on Facebook, as you met social media, I see the princesses. They're at council meetings. Maybe they visit other places like that. What's that been like for you?
It's been really fun. And, like, it's cool to see around Lorain. So we've gone to a nursing home in Amherst. We just did Lorain City Council. And we've just been around. And it's really cool to, like, see everyone.
Now, are you nervous? Have you practiced the dance for tomorrow? I know when I visited the princesses in previous years, they'd be doing they all kind of come together and do a special dance or something.
Yeah, we're doing the Tarantella this year in honor of the Italian spotlight.
And what's it like been for you to meet the other girls and work with them?
It's really cool. Like, we're all so close, and it's such a great experience to meet all these new people that I otherwise would not have been friends with, but now it's cool.
And as you can see, I'm watching some of the other princesses because you'll all be here this morning at the breakfast, so... you get to see all the different outfits. I don't know, sometimes maybe are you jealous of some of the things, or maybe thinking, glad I don't have to wear that. That looks awful hot on a you know, festival weekend.
Sometimes, like, all of their costumes are really gorgeous, and they're gorgeous people, too. And so it, like, brings them out. And, like, when you put each nationality next to each other, it's, like, cool to see where everyone is from. So, like, we have a Polish princess. And we have, like, a German princess, and it's just really cool to see everyone.
Now, the fact that Italy is the spotlight nationality, does that add an extra pressure to you at all?
No, it's actually really cool that my nationality, as well as two other girls, are, like, spotlighted.
Okay, so you have two other Italian princesses as well. Okay, because I know a lot of sometimes it does happen.
Yeah.
And it's just a different way, and so you kind of have to sort of stand out. Are you excited and ready for the pageant tomorrow evening?
Yeah.
It'll be, what, 8, 7:30?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center of Lorain High School. So a new location for the Princess Pageant tomorrow evening. And we wish you luck.
Thank you.
Good luck. And either way, of course, we'll probably see you out at the festival this coming weekend as well. You mentioned you're doing the culinary arts over at the JVS. Are you a senior now? Or are you?
Yeah, I'm going to be a senior.
And what kind of plans do you have after with
Once I graduate from JVS, I plan on going, taking a gap year and going on a foreign exchange to somewhere in Europe. That's like my top places is Europe. And then once I come back, I plan on either attending Culinary Institute of America in New York or the Culinary Institute of Michigan.
Now, of the Italian foods that you eat, grown up eating, or maybe you make yourself, which one is your favorite? Do you have?
I love rigatoni with meat sauce. Ah,
so do we. So do we. So if you have any spare,
that's great. I'm keen on the ravioli. I don't know about how you make those. Those things could take a little bit of time, but everybody likes Italian food as well.
Yep.
Well, Angela, we appreciate you stopping here as well, and we'll let you get back to your table and all your guests that you'll have this morning for the International Breakfast.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
It's the International Breakfast this morning at German's Villa here at AM 9.